WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to another episode of The Motivation Spark. Today, we're diving into something that can feel a little awkward, a little uncomfortable, but ultimately super crucial for your happiness and well-being. We're talking about boundaries, people. Ever felt like you're constantly giving, 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 with not much coming back? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything, even when you're already stretched thin? Yeah, I've been there. But trust me, setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's self-care, plain and simple. It's about honoring your own needs, respecting your time, and creating space for what truly matters. So, let's break down why setting boundaries is so important and how you can actually do it effectively. First up, boundaries protect your energy. Think of your energy like a precious resource. You only have so much to go around each day. When you constantly say yes without considering your own needs, you're essentially giving away that energy without getting anything back. It can leave you feeling drained, depleted, and resentful. Second, boundaries foster healthy relationships. Clear boundaries help establish mutual respect in any relationship, whether it's with friends, family, colleagues, or even your significant other. When people know where the lines are, they're more likely to treat you with consideration and understanding. It also prevents misunderstandings and helps build stronger connections based on trust and authenticity. Third, boundaries boost your self-esteem. Saying no can be tough, especially when you worry about disappointing others. But remember, setting boundaries is a powerful way to show yourself that your needs are important. It's about valuing your time, talents, and well-being. By taking control of your commitments, you're sending a message to yourself and the world that you're worthy of respect and consideration. Four, boundaries reduce stress and anxiety. When you feel overwhelmed by too many demands on your time and energy, it can lead to chronic stress and anxiety. Setting boundaries helps create space for relaxation, self-care, and activities that bring you joy. It's about prioritizing what matters most and creating a more balanced and fulfilling life. And finally, remember, boundaries are not set in stone. They can evolve and adapt as your needs and circumstances change. Don't be afraid to revisit them and make adjustments along the way. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed or taken advantage of because you didn't have clear boundaries in place. Maybe it was a friend who always called at the worst possible time, or that coworker who constantly dumped their work on your plate. Remember those feelings is what can happen when we don't prioritize setting healthy limits. Now imagine if you had set a boundary in that situation. How would things have felt differently? What could have been avoided? So, how do you actually put these boundaries into practice? Start by identifying your needs and values. What's truly important to you? What drains your energy or makes you feel uncomfortable? Once you know your non-negotiables, start communicating them clearly and assertively to others. Practice saying no without feeling guilty. Remember, your time and energy are valuable resources and it's okay to protect them. Remember, setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice to get comfortable with this new way of relating to the world. But trust me, the rewards are well worth the effort. You'll feel more confident, empowered, and in control of your life. So, go out there and start setting those boundaries. Before we wrap up today, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're going to work on implementing this week? Share it with me on social media, tag me at Jackson Reed Pod. Let's build each other up and keep sparking that motivation. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of The Motivation Spark. Daily boost in 5. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.